And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. French President Emmanuel Macron says that it is up to Ukraine to decide the time and terms of peace with Russia. Speaking at a peace conference in Rome on Sunday, Macron said that when that moment comes, the international community will be there. There is concern that support by Ukraine's allies in Europe might be eroded due to soaring energy costs with the approach of winter. The French leader addressed it, saying to speak of peace now, call for peace might seem unbearable for those who are fighting for freedom. It seems like a betrayal of Ukraine. Macron is scheduled to meet with Pope Francis Monday. Macron, a centrist, met privately in Rome with Italy's new premier, far-right leader Giorgia Meloni. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky implied on Sunday that claims made by Russia's defense chief during a round of phone calls meant that Moscow was setting the stage for deploying a radioactive device on Ukrainian soil. Earlier in the day, Sergei Shoigu held a phone calls with counterparts from the United States, Britain, France, and Turkey, alleging that Ukraine was preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. Russia's defense ministry said that Shoigu voiced concern about possible Ukrainian provocations involving a dirty bomb, a device that uses explosives to scatter radioactive waste. Again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has implied that the claims made by Russia's defense chief during the round of phone calls meant Moscow was itself setting the stage for deploying a radioactive device on Ukrainian soil. This is VOA News. The rival Koreas exchanged warning shots along the disputed Western Sea boundary on Monday, according to the militaries, amid heightened animosities over North Korea's recent barrage of weapons tests. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that its Navy broadcast warnings and fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship that it says violated the sea boundary early Monday. North Korea's military said its coastal defense units responded by firing 10 rounds of artillery warning shots toward its territorial waters, where naval enemy movement was detected. It accused the South Korean naval ship of intruding into North Korean waters on the pretext of cracking down on an unidentified ship. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the North Korea was firing breached the 2018 inter-Korean accord on reducing military animosities and undermined stability on the Korean Peninsula. It said the North Korean shells did not land in South Korean waters, but South Korea is boosting its military readiness. U.S. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is now vowing to do everything that she can to ensure that former U.S. President Donald Trump never again becomes president of the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
That he poses is too great.
House January 6th Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney tells NBC's Meet the Press former President Trump has demonstrated his willingness to use force to stop the peaceful transition of power.
We've been very clear about a number of different criminal offenses that are likely at issue here.
Offenses she believes should be prosecuted. As for the Republican Party, Cheney says many of its current leaders and candidates have embraced Trump's election denial.
A very dangerous and toxic place.
And she says,
if Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party, the party will shatter, and there will be a conservative party that rises in his place.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not run to lead the Conservative Party, ending intense speculation about a comeback. Johnson, who was ousted in July amid ethics scandals, was widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week. He has spent the weekend trying to gain support from fellow lawmakers and said he's amassed more than 100 votes to run. Meanwhile, he was far behind the former Treasury chief Rishi Sunak in support. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.